Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Bible Verses and Prayers for Your Lives. I am your host, Patrick Odom, and today I am joined by my beautiful bride. Now, this is exciting to be just here sharing the Word of God with you, and I don't know, just taking this time to spend some extra time together, because we are always ripping and running, working and doing the other things that God has called us to do. But it's important that we sit down and take this time together. So welcome, Tasha.
Amen.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Tasha.
Yeah, Tasha. Okay, Tasha. What do you like to do?
What do I like to do? I like to relax and just spend time with God. Listen to praise and worship, that's what I like to do.
Do you only listen to praise and worship, or because we had Journey on, and Journey writes songs, Journey sings, and do you do any of that?
Yes, I do, honey.
So is that where Journey got that from?
I guess so.
Yeah. Again, as I introduced Journey the other day, I'm so blessed to have such an anointed family. I don't want to use the word talented, but I guess it is talented. But it's a little deeper than talented for me. When the Lord has a special anointing on someone, and every time I hear any of my family sing, then I just feel the presence of the Lord and the anointing, whether it's Tasha, Journey, Peyton, or Sky. So I'm just grateful for that, thankful for that, and again, thankful that you are here with me today. We are going to reach back to the Old Testament and look at a verse in the book of Micah. Honey, can you read our verse of the day?
Sure. So, Micah 6 and 8.
Micah 6 and 8.
Okay. The Lord has told you what is good. He has told you what he wants from you. Do what is right to other people. Love being kind to others. And live humbly, trusting your God.
Amen. Micah 6 and 8.
Micah 6 and 8.
And of course, we are reading all of our scriptures out of the International Children's Bible, because we want the word to be broken down to where even a child can understand. And that we can just all grow together in looking at these passages of scripture. So Tasha, as you read that, is there anything that sticks out to you? Anything that just speaks to you in that scripture?
The whole scripture speaks to me. A wise man, Patrick Odom, told me, you know, just to get context, to read a couple of scriptures before and after, just to make sure that you get the right understanding of what the scripture meant. And the part, I guess, that sticks out is just to do what is right. Just do what is right. Because the scriptures before, there were questions that were being asked, like, how do I come to the Lord? Like, what shall I bring? And, you know, pretty much, how do I serve? And it's just like, just do what is right.
Amen. Amen. Just do what is right. And it's saying do what is right towards other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my question for us is, what does right look like today? What does right look like now? And I believe that we'll find our answers on the other side. So we'll see you on the other side. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. You are here with Patrick and Tasha Odom, and we're going over Bible verses and prayers for our daily lives. Today, we're in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, and we are discussing what is doing right to other people as our scripture talks to us about, and what does that look like today? Tasha, what do you think? What does it look like to you in doing right by other people?
Just like it goes into the next line, just loving them and being kind to them. Loving and being kind to them no matter what. And a lot of times being kind to them and loving them doesn't mean that you can't be help in correction. So I think about our children. Sometimes we have to correct them. That doesn't mean that we have to correct them like being all mean about it. But usually correction doesn't feel good. So people may think that's not being kind, but no, you can bring correction, you know, in a gentle way, in a loving way. So that's what it looks like to me. Just making sure you're loving and being kind.
Amen. Amen. Doing what is right to other people. You know, Jesus, when he was asked, what are the greatest commandments? You know, his response was, there's two. Love your God with all your heart and love your neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. So what does right look like? It goes right back to what you just said. Love. What does love look like? Well, that's the reason why we are going in these scriptures. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that especially in this time where it's tough to love, it's tough to be patient, it's tough to be kind, we're learning how to suffer long. Yeah. I mean, if you take a look at it, we're in our houses. We can't do the things that we're used to. Here in California, we are on a stay-at-home order statewide. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even in our household, we're starting to see the effects of it as our children are asking us, Dad, when will this be over? Mm-hmm. Dad, I miss my friends, you know? So we are actually, if we look at it from God's perspective and we look at the fruit of the Spirit in that patience and long suffering, if we try to look through it through the lens of the Lord, and we ask ourselves, or we ask God, Father, help me through this. Help me lean not on what I see and my own understanding, but help me to find you in these times of trials, in these times of tribulations, in these times where it may seem that things are not lining up in my favor. And I believe that the Lord will remind you who he is and remind you that he has plans for you. Mm-hmm. And that his plans are for you to prosper. So, and I'm not talking about just prospering with money and all of that. I'm talking about spiritually, right? You know, socially, emotionally, all of that good stuff. So
yeah, and to me, once again, in the scripture that we're having, it goes into that last piece where we then we have to trust him. Mm-hmm. We have to trust him, and we have to be humble to, you know, get to a place where we're going before him and saying, Lord, help me in this moment. Help me. And he'll show himself true, where he'll do things just like with this podcast. You know what, Patrick? I'll help you. You're having a hard time staying at home and not being able to get out and interact like you used to. Talk to this computer, you know, where you're still reaching people and connecting. And it took you trusting him and being humble to go before God and listen. And so, yeah, that's good.
So we're here, and now we're talking about living humbly and trusting your God. And Tasha, you just made a great point with trusting God. Mm-hmm. And my question to everyone who's listening right now is, are you trusting God? Are you laying your concerns at His feet? Are you spending that time, however much time it is, with Him and speaking to Him? And sometimes not even speaking to Him, just listening for His still voice, for the directions that He has for you right now in this moment. You know, when you have to trust someone, or you have to trust in a process or whatever it may be, that could be a time when you're a little anxious, mm-hmm. where you're a little worried, where you're a little concerned, because trust is something that you have to build, right? But I'm telling you that you can trust God. God will never fail you. God will never leave you. You can trust God. Try me. Your thoughts, babe?
Yeah. I was just thinking, even if you're not there yet, just ask the Lord to help you to even trust. Like, help me to trust you. Even just go before Him in that way. Help me to trust you. And that's a start.
Amen. Amen. Help me to trust you. And one way we can start that relationship of speaking with God and asking God and just finding that help and trusting, mm-hmm. is through prayer. So, honey, do you mind closing us out in a prayer for those who may have issues in this time with doing right, mm-hmm. to other people because they've been hurt, or those who may not know how to, like, love being kind, mm-hmm. or living humbly, and finally, you know, just trusting God? Mm-hmm. So can you just pray for us, pray for all of us as we get ready to close?
Sure. Okay. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time together to just dive into your word. Father, I pray for everybody who was able to listen to this podcast. Father, be with them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, help them in their need, God. If there's anything that's testing them, God, let them make the right decision to do right, Father. Father, humble their hearts. Help them to know that they must go before you. And God, let them trust you, Father. Father, I pray that you will show them what kindness look like through others showing them kindness, them to show kindness to others as well. Father, we just give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. This is in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We just, again, thank everyone for tuning in. We pray that this is meeting you right where you are spiritually, right where you are. It does not matter where you are. God will accept you where you are. Mm-hmm. We need you to know that. We need you to receive that. We need you to believe that. God has no respect to person. If you're listening to this right now, there's a reason. Ask Him into your heart. Ask Him to be Lord of your life. Walk with Him. Trust with Him. We love you guys. We're praying for everyone. And we'll see you on the other side. All right, family, we thank you so much for joining in with us today. This was a powerful time in the Lord. I thank you, Tasha, for joining us. And now it's time for you to discuss amongst yourselves. If you're with your family, talk to your family about what we just talked about. If you're by yourself, then spend some quiet time right now just reflecting on the Bible verse, on the prayer, and on the things that you heard. If you have any thoughts, then send us a message. If you like what you're hearing, if it's blessing you, then feel free to subscribe. Prayerfully, we'll be uploading daily as we go on this journey together in our household, being intentional about spending time with God for 365 days and beyond. Be blessed. We'll catch you on the other side.